Good morning, everyone. The time is 10:01, and I'd like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. Clerk, would you do our roll call, please?
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn? Second Speaker Redcorn?
Here. Thank you. And Congresswoman Whitehorn said she would be here shortly, so I expect her to be here anytime. The next item on our agenda is prayer. Congressman Maker, would you mind opening us in prayer?
Yes, ma'am. I want to come Entonces va a cantar contra pi maja dita tenixa. Maja unica si zakede o la picumbra. Nunica si jincaja pa. Akita si zakede o la picumbra. Uheka pi inxia. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for another day you've given us. And Lord, we want you to give us your blessing and your mercy and the wisdom to carry on our business of the people, our Osage people, Lord. And be with those who are grieving, and we had another death, Lord, over the weekend, and also just all those that are needy, in need of something, Lord, whatever it may be. You know their needs, Lord, so please give them comfort in whatever they're lacking, Lord. So bless our children, elders, first responders, all service people, Lord, those that take care of us, take care of them. We ask you just to take care of all of our needs, Lord. And we ask this in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. The next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes. And you should have meeting minutes dated June 17th in your meeting invite. Committee, is there any movement on the minutes?
Chair.
Congressman Maker.
I make a motion to approve the minutes of dated June 17, 2025.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All of those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, no. The minutes are approved. The next item on the agenda is payables. We only have one payable at the moment. It is to the computer guy. Invoice number 50116, dated June 30th, in the amount of $1,131. Chair would entertain a motion to approve that invoice.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Thank you. The motion passes. The next item on the agenda is the legislative building update, and I had Trey is on vacation, and I'd asked Congresswoman Rivard if she wanted to visit about it. She's on her way, but I don't know that she'll be here in a super timely manner, so we can move to the next item, which is a Moss Adams contract. it is the Moss Adams contract is the item on the agenda, but I don't know that it's going to be a time filler enough because I don't really have much of an update other than the, I'll just update you to the fact that the contract is, has technically reached its 3-year mark. The contract that we have with them does not have a termination date language on their end, but of course our law states that it can be, it is to only be 3 years, and it would be able to go month to month had that language been written in to the contract, and so it's not in there. So what we have asked of them is a couple of things, a new contract, and also, and or also, we'll see how all that goes, at least a 6-month extension of their current contract so that they can finish out the work that they're currently doing for us on these capital project, this capital project program that they're doing, and the other 4 items that we had asked them to start working on back in February. So it probably should have been addressed in February that their contract was going to end in June, midway through this work list that we approved for them, but it wasn't. And so here we are. I want to appreciate the fact that it's worth probably putting out for bid even at the end of this project to have OFPR put out for bid. And so, you know, when they have a contract that they can present to us, but I also want to make sure that the language is in there too to allow for month to month. But then also, I think there's some value in letting them finish this current project that they're working on and then and maybe putting it out for a bid altogether. And so anyway, I don't really have much of an update past that because they haven't sent us anything that would extend their current project 6 months. And also I don't know that the language is in there and the new contract, the proposed contract, to allow for month to month past the 3-year mark. That would have been an easier fix in their contract had we added it in some time ago, but it's not in there. So that's where we're at right now. And I look forward to getting a new contract and having a conversation about it in the future. But again, I said I don't know that this would be enough of a time filler to allow Congresswoman Rivard to get here for a legislative building update. But the only update I have that I know of on the building is that it has been put out for bid and
Chair.
Yes. Congressman Tillman.
I'd like to go back to the Moss Adams contract if I could.
Sure, that's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to direct the second speaker to negotiate an amendment to the original contract with Moss Adams for audit services to include a month-to-month extension clause not to exceed 6 months.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. All of those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Thank you. That motion passes.
Chair.
Yes.
I'd like to make another motion to allow the second speaker to execute the negotiated contract amendment with Moss Adams to allow for a month-to-month extension.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Clerk, yes. Congressman Tillman, would you mind sending those motions that you made to the clerk? She requested to have a written copy of them.
Madam Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Would you like for us to recess until Congresswoman Rivard is here?
Yeah, actually that would be very helpful. And Congresswoman Whitehorn just walked in as well. So
motion to recess for 10 minutes.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Yes.
Oh, and she just walked in. We'll still go ahead and recess for just a second, folks. Thank you.